I've always wanted to do this, and let's do it right now. 9221882. We've got a couple of prizes to give away. Ask us anything. Here's your opportunity to ask Steve any question you like, or ask me any question you like. Now, we can opt out of answering if you want to. I'd like to think I won't. Entirely up to you what you do. 9221882. The Prime Minister's misfortune is our good fortune, Steve. Always wanted to do this on the radio. 9221882. Ask us anything. Just call through. We've got a prize as well. So one of the callers who asks a question will get a terrific prize, Steve. The $100 voucher to IGA. IGA, of course, the home of the Royal Show bags. Calls coming through, so people liking this already. 9221882. What an opportunity this is. Ask us anything. Clark is going first this morning. Clark, good morning. Who's your question for?
It's for you, buddy. Basil. Trying to contact your campaign office on my mobile number to get some bumper stickers for my taxi saying vote Basil or whatever, and we're not, it just rings out. So how you meant to contact you, mate?
Sorry, but we didn't do bumper stickers, so there weren't any bumper stickers available. But, Clark, we'll make sure somebody
gets... You made your own, Clark.
So I'll make sure somebody gets back to you. Thanks for the question, Clark. Warren is next. Warren, good morning. Who's your question for?
Steve, mate, you tell us the Melbourne Cup winners this year. I can't remember what they are. Could you say them again, please, mate?
There's a couple that I'm going for, actually. King of Leon Grants was the one that I tipped earlier in the year. And I think there's another one that is just on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But I'm just waiting for one more run, and then I'll declare that. But I backed and declared King of Leon Grants a little while ago. There's another one that I'd like you to have a little lick at. But I'm just waiting for one more run, Clark. Warren, I should say.
Thank you
for that.
Warren. Richard, good morning to you. Who's your question for?
Who do you think wins the World Series from now?
Sorry, was that for me? Did you say you mean the NBA?
No, the baseball, the World Series.
I've got no idea who wins the baseball.
I think the White Sox or the Red Sox or the Pink Sox.
Richard, you tell us, who do you think wins it?
I think it'll be the Dodgers, Yankees will play off in the World Series, and I think the Yankees will win.
One of those is the White Sox, aren't they, or the Red Sox?
I was going to say that. Yeah, I was going to say that. Let's go. Thanks, Richard. Sorry, you can ask us anything. We didn't say we could answer it. Maureen, good morning. Who would you like to ask your question for this morning?
Who gave the name of cricket its name and why?
Sure. Wow. Steve, that was for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give me a few moments?
You got Dr. that Google? Music wedding singer? That's a very good question, Maureen. I'm glad she asked that.
Why do you want to know, as a matter of interest?
I'm into trivia.
Okay, here we go. The name is originally thought to have either been derived from the old French criquet, meaning goal, post or stick, or from the Middle Dutch criquet. Meaning stick or staff. Early cricket was played with a stick that resembled more of a hockey stick than the modern-day cricket bat. There you go.
Other crickets.
No more than that, Maureen.
All right, now, Stuart, I know you've got a bit of a statement, but we'd like you to turn it into a question as well because it's ask us anything. Good morning, Stuart. Who's your statement slash question for?
It's for Millsy. Millsy, I've got a question for you then. Wouldn't you think it's more appropriate to say that... equality, people are after equality rather than people hijacking the Labor Party or feminists hijacking the Labor Party?
Mm. Good question, Stuart.
Sorry, can you just say that one more time?
Wouldn't you think it's more appropriate to say that people are after equality in the Labor Party rather than being hijacked by feminists?
Oh, I think at the moment, though, I do strongly believe that a lot of their policy are going out to the extreme left. And I think either they're going to go to the extreme left with everyone. You can't go with one group. You got to go with a whole lot. I think the Labor Party lost their way because they're being nowhere. They're being trying to sit in the centre and they're losing ground.
Thanks.
And I think that's the reason why I made that statement. And at the moment, there's no doubt, if you ask people within the Labor Party, it's being run by a lot of women.
Thank you, Stu. Russell is on the line. Morning, Russ.
Morning, guys.
Who's your question
directed
for?
Whoever can answer it.
Okay.
I'm after this, the lotto numbers for this weekend.
No worries. Are you ready?
Millsy's got these.
One.
Yeah, I've got a pen. I'm ready.
One, four, eight, 13, 26.
I don't know why you're laughing, Russ.
42.
This is them.
148, 13, 26, 22. 148, 13, 26, 42. And the supplementaries, 5 and 19.
There you go. There you go, Russ. Muzz is on the line. Muzz, good morning. Who's your question for?
Yeah, for so you, Bazarama. Okay. If you were in charge of this country,
yeah.
If you were Prime Minister, how would you fiscally get us out of the Nyamura, Doug would say,
yeah.
Going forward with the COVID virus.
Oh, well, keep spending at the moment. Just keep spending. Oh, I think what Millsy said the other day is spot on. We know that we've got to spend. We've got to spend to keep stimulating. So keep spending and work it out later, which is pretty much how I operated for the first 15 years of my working life, to be honest. Spend, 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 and think, if I keep working hard enough, I'll end up with enough money to be able to pay for it.
Chris, welcome to Ask Us Anything. What have you got?
Now, Les, next, I think.
Les, is it?
Sorry. Now, this might be tricky ground, so you can censor this question.
Sorry, Les, my apologies. Welcome. What have you got?
Basil, if you become Lord Mayor, are you going to donate that $40,000 for not attending any meetings to charity?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, Les, but I've got to become Lord Mayor first before I turn my mind to any of those sorts of questions.
Thank you, Les. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, I've got a question for Baz.
Yeah.
What do you reckon the chances of you becoming Lord Mayor is?
One in seven.
One in seven.
Have a look at the market, Chris. That might explain. Good on you. I think we'll leave it at that because they're all going to become Lord Mayor.
The last question.
Where's the diplomacy starting to show?
The last question.
Finally.
The last question was off the SMS. Go on, you read it, Millsy.
Is Haggers as grumpy in real life? No, Haggers.
Haggers, you've made that up.
You answer.
No, I have not. I have not made it up.
You answer it. Go on.
I have not. No.
You answer it.
Can I answer it?
All our listeners should already know.
No, no.
They should have inside already. No,
Haggers in real life is a warm, caring man that loves to hug. And if you see him in the street, walk up to him. He loves a good hug.
It's 8 minutes to seven. That was good fun, everybody. If the PM does become available, we'll whack him on. I'm not sure that he will. Circumstances beyond our control.
And I might say hugger off.
Right. Or hagger off.